March 26, 2022. I am Salad Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And to anyone listening on other platforms, welcome and thank you. Everyone's having a wonderful day. It is a wonderful day, but it is a rainy, cloudy day here in sunny Southern California. But I don't mind the rain. Hey, Miss Crazy. Oh. All right, let's get started. So, y'all, I tend to pick topics where we get into the weeds and, you know, get all into it, whatever. But again, I want to talk about I got your back. And what does that really mean? And I mean, I don't mean like where does it come from or anything like that, but I think I got your back has different meanings for different people. In the military, I got your back. I mean, I got your six, you know, always watch your back, you know, whatever. Hey, bro, welcome. You know, but when you are among friends or family or people that you know, and people say, I got your back, I think it's subjective because people can say they have your back, but they really don't. You know, you have those friends and family who will have your back up to a point. Then when the, you know, when it starts to get a little hot, you know, they're like, well, I got your back, but I'm gonna go in the house right now, you know, or, and don't get me wrong, because, everyone has, you know, we all have people in our lives where they may not be fighters. You know, your friend who has your back may be a bookworm, you know, or, you know, a nerd. You know, I was a nerd in high school. I was a huge nerd, you know, who will may have your back if you need help with your homework. You need help with balancing your checkbook. They're always there. They're always there to help you, you know, figure something out like that. But when it comes to if you got into a physical altercation, they would not be there for you. So does that mean that they don't have your back, or they just don't have the ability, or that it's just not their personality? And I understand that. I understand, you know, if I'm going to go into battle, there are some of my friends and family that I would ask. And then there are some of my friends and family I'm not even going to bother with, because I, not that they would not support me, but I know that they're, that's not them. So is that a negative, or is it a positive? You know, but I'm talking about people who say they have your back and they really don't. The people who make it all sound good, like I got your back, you know, whatever, but they don't. You know, you have people who will stick up for you, and you have the ones that, well, everybody is saying this, so I'm going to go on the side where everybody is raising their hand, as opposed to going on the side where everybody is not really raising their hand. So I think that you're going to be on your own. That's what I'm talking about. Those fair weather friends, those fair weather friends are like fair weather fans. They are rooting, you know, during the playoffs or during the championship, but during the rest of the season, they aren't saying anything. You know, they'll get up there and it's crazy. There's aha, you know, they'll, you know, it, you know, it, it's okay for them to, you know, they want to root while, you know, like I said, the championship, and they'll go out and they'll buy the championship sweatshirt or t-shirt or hoodie, whatever. But during the rest of the, you know, during the regular season, they're not rooting for you. Or when your team is winning, you know, everybody was fine. You know, I saw that with the Warriors. I am a huge Warriors fan, you know, and when they lost to Toronto in their championship season, the main reason why they lost is because 60, in my opinion, 60% of the bench was hurt, you know. And then people kept getting hurt. People kept getting hurt. People like, oh, the Warriors are washed up, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yep, I'm still a Warriors fan. I'm still a Warriors fan. Then when they came back, all the people who were like dissing them, all of a sudden they're back on the bandwagon. So when I say, you know, I got your back, don't be my fair weather friend. Don't have my back when everything seems to be going well for me. Hey, shy lady, don't have my back when everything seems to be going well for me. But when things are not going well for me, or when you think the odds are against me, you are not with me. So Bro says human trolls, you know. So, but that's what I'm talking about when I say, and Miss Gracie says that part. Yes, that part. So, and I truly believe that we all have people that are in our life like that. You know, they come and they go. And that's when I always say, are you really my friend, or are you not my friend? Because I have friends that are in my front row. I have my friends that are in the second row. I have friends that are in the balcony. And I have friends that are standing room only, because that's how they are. And I could be the same way for them. They can consider me the same way. But I don't think I'm a fair weather friend. And if I say I got your back, I have your back because I mean it. But I will say this. I don't say that to very many people, because I don't think very many people deserve me having their back. And that may sound arrogant, but think about it. Hey, Miss Crazy, welcome.
Howdy. I come in with my loud ass. I'm on lunch, so, oh, it's a 1:11 make a wish. So, friends, huh? I mean,
or family, or whomever.
Well, here's the thing about telling somebody you have their back. You got to be real careful whose back you have.
That's what I said. I don't have everybody's back. That's why I said that.
They don't understand that. They're like, you know, I can't say that I have some people's back because I can't say stuff that I don't actually mean. But if I don't have your back, you're going to know I don't have your back. You know, because I'm going to tell you I'm not sorry, because I'm not going to be dragged into whatever back you got. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to be backing somebody that's a liar or immoral or whatever the case is. And I'm going to tell you that having somebody's back also goes along with your integrity, because if you're having my back, it's because you're behind me, right? That means that probably I can't always see you. You should have my back the same in publicly and privately. Right. So there's not a whole lot of people that can do that. And even if people tell me that they have my back, I take that with a grain of salt, because words are real easy to say, real easy to say. And it's a whole lot different when the actions are there. And you hit the nail on the head with a couple of points. And I thought that was funny how you called it fair weather friends, because I call people fair weather fans. Same thing in sports. They only like the team when it's doing good. Any other time, they're just talking all kinds of shit. It's like they're wait. Like, are you a fan? Or are you waiting for them to fail? I'm confused here. You know, or you're jealous, and that's why you're now a hater, because in my face, you're really just hyping me up, because you know. Like, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, you might as well forget trying to be fake hyping me up, because I'll just see that. People that are like that is pretty obvious, usually pretty quickly.
Well, let me ask this, because Bro says most people can't help being fair weather friends because they were raised that way. Now, from what he said, what do you think about that? And what I said, where you have certain friends who, it's not that they don't have your back. It's just that they are not made that way. Like the ones, like I said, there are some people, if you're going to go into battle where if something gets physical, those people just are not capable of doing that. That's just not their personality.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that's fine, but be true to yourself. Don't tell me you can if you can't. And okay.
What about what Bro says,
most people can't help being fair weather friends, because I don't agree with that. I was raised in a home where I was beat as a child. I don't beat my child just because of that. You have to, and not to take the extreme example on that, but like, you're using I was raised like that as an excuse for you to continue something that's, I don't agree with that. You're your own person. At some point, you make a decision to be that way or not to be that way, despite the way you were raised sometimes, you know, and honestly, if someone can't control that, you as a person, if you don't like that, need to cut them off. I mean, I'm not going to let someone continue to be a fair weather friend. I'm going to be like, yo, you know, I'm glad that you're cool when we're cool, but if you can't always be cool or like all that, Of course, I'm the one that's going to tell him, look, you can't be my fair weather friend, because I don't do that. You know, you just can't pick and choose when it's convenient for you to be a friend and when it's not. I think that's
very true, because that's why I said I have friends that are in my front row. I have friends that are, you know, in the balcony, you know, because it's true. Everyone is not going to be in my inner circle. And I have very few people who are in my inner circle. And my inner circle, not only do they have my back, but they also tell me, myself. They also say, hey, you know, sometimes you need to watch that, or, you know, you're, you know, being an ass right now, or, you know, you're being this, this, and this, and this. And, you know, those are the people who I think are your true friends, the ones who will let you, who will not let you walk out the door with, the only analogy that I can use right now is with the toilet paper.
Hanging out of your,
you know, right. I mean, seriously, but there are some people who are like, well, I didn't want to say anything, you know, who's going to walk around with the toilet paper? Really?
But you know what? I will say that some people that are like that, it's because when they did try to be upfront, they were like ridiculed. So I understand.
So you're saying ridiculed by the person who they were being upfront with?
Well, yes. Okay. And right. Now, listen, the thing is, all of these things are valid. When people say them, well, this is why or whatever, they're valid, but there's a way to correct that or be different. If you can recognize it, you can change it, right? If you have an excuse for it, that means you recognize it. And a lot of people don't like me saying it's an excuse, but everything that's not a solution is an excuse to not come to a solution. And that's just how I look at it, because I like to make excuses for shit. I don't know. I know a lot of people. I have a real problem with the word friends, because if you're going by definition, honestly, most people are acquaintances. I mean, to be real, you know, because.
Oh, yeah. You just look at Facebook and see that.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know,
seriously.
I don't know. I can tell you that universally I would have everybody's back. And the reason I say that is because if I was in public, even a stranger, if there was an injustice happening, I would step in. We've talked about this. So having a back doesn't necessarily mean you're friends. That means that you stick up for whatever, whether that
right. And I was going to come around to the stranger part, because there are times when a stranger will have your back, or you'll have a stranger's back before a friend will have your back, or family, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. Hold on for a second. Bro says, the truth of the matter is language doesn't mean anything anymore. Political correctness has taken over speech. That is true. So therefore, everyone has become fake, because we just go along to get along. We just say what people want to hear. And bro, I will agree with that to a certain,
extent,
but that's not me. And people who know me know I'm not going to say anything that people want to hear. I do not go along just to get along. I have someone who constantly criticizes me on that constantly. And I do not say what people want to hear. And I am this person. If you ask me a question and if you do not want my true, honest answer,
don't ask the question.
Don't ask me. Ask someone else.
Hell yeah.
And Shadi says, I have people I consider associates as opposed to friends. Yeah, we all do. You know, I mean, they don't even get the associates. They are the acquaintances.
Acquaintances.
You know, I mean, because I think that there is a difference.
Do you tell them?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's where people lack. And that's why people don't know their place. And I'm sorry. I don't care who gets offended by it. You'll know your place with me. If you overstep those boundaries, I'm going to put you back wherever I'm going to be like, hey, you know, look.
But when people get upset with those boundaries, and that's why, you know.
Sucks to be them.
I mean, it does. So again, what bro says, you know, about everyone, you know, you go along to get along and just say what people want to hear. I'm just not that person. I am not that person.
Welcome, I have to accept you. You have to
and
accept
welcome Shabari. I hope I said that.
You know what I mean?
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm crazy. What
that was saying? My fault. I was just saying, if I have to accept people for the way they are, they have to accept me the same. That means that I can't be always the one to compromise or to lower or to dilute or whatever it is myself to fit in to the crowd when I'm not even trying to fit into the crowd anyways. So, because when you're in the crowd, you don't hear and see as much as when you're outside the crowd looking in. And that's where I prefer to be, because that's where I see the most truth, right? Whether it be myself or whatever. So like, and also like the man, going back to your term of having someone's back, like how are you going to have their back if you're always in their face, you know?
No, thanks. I mean you have a good point. And bro says, because I am aware of hypocrisy, I'm the number one head chopper off with their heads. Hey, bro, I'm right there with you. I chop heads and what have you, and I get criticized for it constantly. You know, whatever. But the thing about it is, when I say I don't care, I mean I don't care.
Now that's mean, solid now.
You know, so, but when I say that I got your back, I mean, like I said, that I truly mean it. And I don't say I got your back to everyone, because I don't have everyone's back. Everyone, you know, but if there's someone, and when I say I have your back, again, it doesn't mean like, oh, I'm going to fight for you and I'm going to do all this other stuff. I have your back could also mean something as simple as that stranger who, you know, they're pushing their shopping cart and their shopping cart, you know, something falls out of their cart, and you say, you know, here, you know, I'll pick that up for you. To me, that's another way, you know, of saying I got your back. So it does mean different things, because there are some people who I have seen where things have fallen and people are trying, are scrambling and trying to have help, and people just walk, keep going, and they walk over it, whatever. I am that person. If I can, and most of the time I can, I will stop and I will help. So that's another way of having someone's back, as opposed to, you know, like I said, going into battle and you're going to, you know, pick, you know, fight and whatever.
Whew. Human decency is pretty rare, and it's one of those things that goes along with having your back and having any back. Like I said, my having someone's back is universal. That means injustice, strangers, you know, things like that, helping someone pick something up, I don't know, whatever, you know what I mean? So, but when I say it to somebody, if I got your back, like I said, that's the other thing. When I say I don't care, that's not my problem, I mean that, but I also mean it when I say, you know, I have your back on the other hand too. So no matter which one that is, you know, and I get criticized all the time. I'm too harsh, I'm too aggressive, not enough emotions.
Sounds familiar. Sounds familiar.
Blah, blah, blah. But it's messed up, because regardless, it's always the same, right? It's consistent. You've never heard anything different. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has their downfalls. I also, you know, dark humor, saying things, you know, that I don't really mean. But see, people look for that on a whim. They're like, ooh, remember when you said that? Oh, you're a hypocrite. So now then they try to take it down.
No, they but sometimes you like gotta bring person. Yeah, but sometimes you do have to bring up things that were said in the past, if it, you know, if that person is going down that road. I want to say that the problem over on YouTube, that's their name, the problem over on YouTube said, it's so hard for people to be nice nowadays. Do you think that it's hard for people to be nice, or people just don't, or choose not to be nice?
It's not hard. It's not hard to do anything like that. It's not hard. It's also free. However, they don't want to, because it's because jaded and everybody's mad and they keep everybody, you know, stressing and anxiety. So you're trying not to add on stuff, and it's bad. It's not, people don't want to be nice, but guess what? Just what we were talking about, human decency, right? Mm-hmm. That shit's contagious. If you do it all the time, people reciprocate that. But look what happens out there. I mean, the only thing people ever see is everything bad. So nobody wants to be nice, because they're like, well, what am I going to get out of that? Or they just don't want to deal with anybody, whether it be bad or good or nice. You know, it's not that it's hard, because how easy is it to stop and do something nice for somebody, right? And nice doesn't mean you have to give the damn, you know, like give up everything you own. It's just being nice to somebody.
Okay, now bro says shy lady says it's right, label them associates. I still say acquaintances. And bro says nasty is the new nice. No, nasty is just nasty.
Yeah,
nasty is nasty. Mean is mean. Rude is rude. Although I do believe, and I have done this, and I do it. There are times when I do have to go down that mean, rude, and nasty road.
Yeah,
because you need to correct someone when they're getting in your face, or they're pushing, you know, just a little bit. You're like, oh, you hold on, you going somewhere that you don't need to be. So then, you know, and if you don't take the hint that I'm giving you, then yes, my mean, rude, and nasty will come out. But is that the new nice? No, because I know what nice is, and I know what nasty is, and they are two completely different things. Power Girl, welcome.
Sometimes you have to be disrespectful to show them that you were being respectful. But see, now I'm done doing that. You're not going to sit there and waste my time. Because that's why I tell people all the time, they're just like, oh, you just, no, I command respect all the time. I don't even care if people like me, but respect is big for me. You know what I'm saying? So like when that comes down to that, it's like, look, I saw this quote the other day that said the new me and the old me fight every time when it comes to a situation. The old me's like, please just let him pop off. And the new me's like, look, all right, I'm going to give you that opportunity for me not to pop off. But if you keep pressing that, you know, that's where it'll go. And I have no problem letting you know that. That's the problem. There's no consequences for people to act nasty, but there is with some people, and you're going to meet the right one day. There's just not enough of that anymore.
Well, you know, let me read what the problem said. The problem said, if you don't, they'll walk all over you. So basically, mm-hmm. if you don't put them in their place, they will walk yep. over you. You know, I used to work with this guy who, every so often he pops up in the conversation with various people that I know. And this is someone when I used to work at a telecommunications company. And for those of you who are in the chat who know him, I'm just going to put his initials in here. And, you know, I recount this story a couple of times because I just think that it's so incredibly... This guy was just a jerk. He was a jerk. And one Halloween, he told me that, now this guy was white, and he told me that he was going to, you know, he stopped me, and I'm standing by his cubicle. Back then we had cubicles. And he said, yeah, guess what I'm going as to a Halloween party. I'm like, what? He says, I'm going to dress up like a black pimp.
Oh, no.
I am going to go in blackface, and two of my girlfriends are going to go in blackface and dress up as my prostitutes. And he just started laughing. He just thought that was just the funniest thing. And I just looked at him. And I said, well, so-and-so, do you know what I'm going as? And he said, what? I said, I'm going to dress up like a Ku Klux Klan member. I'm going to put a white sheet over my head. I'm going to have a little black baby doll on a rope, hanging from a rope. That's what I'm going as. And he was just completely silent. He says, that's not funny. I said, oh, but what you said was? And that's what I mean when I say you have to, sometimes you got to get mean and nasty to shut people down. But he still didn't learn his lesson, because we went somewhere, you know how sometimes you go to those, you know, everybody wants to go out as a group, whatever. So we go out to this local place that's close to the job. It was on a Friday. And we go to this place where there's a line to get in, and the same jerk. We walk up, and there are people in line, and there's this group of black people. They're not doing anything. They're talking amongst themselves, not bothering anybody. And me and two other people were two of the people, only people of color in this group. And he says, well, and he said it kind of loud. And I think he said it loud on purpose. And some people do say things loud so other people can hear. And he said, let's not stand over here, you know, next to them. Let's go over here. Well, the line was where they were. Over here was like, okay, we stand over here, then everybody else is going to be getting in line. And I'm like, no. So we, you know, a few of us stood behind these other people. So he kept making these comments. And so one of the girls said, are you talking about us? Whatever. And she goes, well, what do you mean? And then he looks to us. When I say us, I'm talking about the other three Black people that are in the group. And I looked at him and I'm like, you're on your own, you know? And so it's like, once again, you're going to talk to the wrong person or say the wrong person. And they're going to slap the crap out of you. But then all of a sudden you want me to have your back when you're being stupid. Sorry, doesn't work.
But some people are.
And I got a lot of flack from that. I got a lot of flack. Like, how come you didn't? Nuh-uh, it does not work like that. And one main person who I got flack from was somebody who was in my own team or whatever. And she just thought that I was just so wrong, whatever. You go out there and say something to get your butt kicked. I'm not going to have your back when you put yourself in the line of fire that you should have kept your mouth shut. I mean, seriously, am I wrong?
Listen, you're not supposed, that's another thing. That's the one that kills me right there is when people, I think that was kind of what I was talking about earlier, right? Is people wanting you to still have their back when they're wrong. And I'm like, hold on now. No, because that damages my integrity too. What the hell's wrong with you? You know, I want someone to tell me before I make a fool out of myself. So I would not want anybody to second the motion on my bull crap. You know what I'm saying? So like having my back when I'm wrong, when I'm blatantly lying or wrong. Like, I had a friend like that. We are no longer friends because of some of the last crap she pulled on me. You know, and I'm just like, no, stop that. She would tell stories and then look at me like I was supposed to cooperate. And I'm like, stop. Like, don't make me look foolish. Don't say foolish stuff. What's wrong with you?
Well, you know, I mean, when you say I have your back, what does it mean? Up to what point? Can you want, do you have your back when it's, when it's convenient? Do you want me to have your back when you're being stupid? I mean, what does I have your back mean? And that's why I say everyone does not deserve.
That's right.
You to have their back. And to this day, if I saw this person on the street and they were, and they were in the midst of whatever, I would just stand there and go, and I would just keep, I would keep on going because I think that some people just never learn. I think he's one of those people.
But it's not your responsibility to fight everybody's battles. The thing is that's another thing too. When people get mad at you for not having their back, like, okay, but did you need my back or you're just mad because you couldn't handle the situation? It's not really my problem. And now you're trying to project the fact that whatever. And see, I'm the person that'll tell you that though. I'm like, look, I don't know what you're trying to put on me, but you need to take a look in the mirror. You know, like people just, I don't know, blanket, just have, stand aside, let people do whatever. I'm not going to do that. And if you as a friend can't take that kind of stuff, don't be my friend, because I would appreciate also people calling me out too. You know, like, we know I talk a lot, but I can get real silent when someone tells me something that makes me feel some type of way. And then I have to take a look internally at that, right? Whether I'm not mad at the person who told me, I'm mad because it's true, right? So
I have to say thank you to the problem for the compliment over on YouTube. Thank you very much. Bro.
What's good?
Hey, bro. What is good? So what do you think about what Crazy and I are talking about in the comments and blah, blah, blah?
Well, let me say this. People don't get to determine what your definition of having their back is. You have to determine that. My kids can call me anytime they need help, anytime something is wrong. But if they are wrong, I don't have their back in that. I told my son, stay out of jail, because if y'all go to jail, I'm not coming to see you, and I'm not sending money because I don't want you to believe that I condone you being there. See, we determine what our definition of having their backs are.
True, but you also have people who think that that definition goes to the situation that they're in at the moment.
Do you know, let me say this. If I'm walking down the street with two cats and they walk up to a group of 10 cats and punch one of them in the face, as long as them 10 cats didn't see me, I ain't a part of the element because I ain't start the trouble. You understand what I'm saying? Because I know better than to jump on 10 cats if I'm with two cats. So if you don't have that type of sense, you can't expect nobody to have your back.
No, you're right. You're right. And the problem over on YouTube is saying that's deep, man. That's deep, man. So he's agreeing with you. So you're absolutely right. But again, bro, you still have those people who 10 people will be walking down the street. They'll still start crap with those 10 people, whatever. And they'll still turn to you thinking that instead of 1 against 10, it's going to be 2 against 10. And then they get pissed off when they're like, what happened to my friend? Seriously. You're on your own.
Yeah, I don't know what you expected from me. But that's the thing. Do you tell them or just stand there or leave? Shoot, I'll stand there. But look, man, I don't know what to tell you. If you started it, that's your problem. Now, if it was just 10 people going to jump you.
Do you have to seriously verbally tell someone when they're doing something stupid? I mean, can't you just your actions alone, you walked away, whatever? Isn't that enough to say you're being a stupid whatever?
Yeah. But they're going to come. But what I'm saying is they're going to come ask you and they're going to be like, well, why? And then you're going to be like, because you were stupid. I don't know what else to tell you. If 10 people came to beat you up and you didn't provoke it, I'm there and I'm going to fight all 10 of them with you. But if you start stuff with those 10 people, man, like, stop. Maybe I might jump in after 5 minutes. Maybe I'm going to get whooped for 5 minutes. You know, I don't know. You need a little bit of ass kicking for you to understand that's a. And then when you get mad, okay, if they come to you and say, well, why? All right, I'm going to give you this explanation one time. After that, I don't ever ask me again. Don't ever look sideways talking about where are you at. I've already told you. I've told you before. It's still the same answer. I'm not finna keep repeating. Keep repeating myself. I'm getting mad already. I'm talking about stuff because I hate telling people. Yeah, I was like, start arguing with people right now. But I mean, that's the problem. You got to tell them that's your problem. And whether that's physically, verbally, walking away, whatever it is, you know, you got to let them fall a little bit. And that is a friend. People don't think that's friend. That is a friend. That is somebody. Hopefully they don't beat you too bad in the 5 minutes I let them go after you. You know what I'm saying? Like, sorry, all right, I'll take you to the hospital. We go to the ER, whatever. But then on the way there, I'm going to tell you why I let them beat you for 5 minutes.
You know what, though? But you know what, crazy? I'm sorry. I think that some people, they need that ass whooping.
I agree.
Some people need it. Some people need it, you know, because what is it going to take you? You know, just like that baby that, you know, you keep telling them, don't do this. And then finally they burn themselves or they do something, whatever. And then they stop. You know, my neighbors, we have this cat that's in our yard. And I had to send them, you know, I say, hey, is this your cat? And they're like, yeah. I said, well, you know, my dogs are going after the cat, you know, and I'm not going to check my yard to see if your cat is in my yard. Every time my dogs are going through the doggy door, or whatever, I'm not going to do it. I hear them out there, you know, rah, you know, the cat. Yeah. And my neighbor said when she will learn when something happens. And I said, okay. I said, because one of my dogs just may kill the cat. And he said, she will learn. I'm like, okay. You know, so sometimes you need that ass whooping.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, people say things and you're going to say it to the wrong person And you're going to think I'm going to stand there and have your back. No. And I was hoping when we went out to this club that night, I was really hoping this man would get his ass whooped that night. I was. You know, but, you know, some people, they just don't learn. They need you to go there.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was on mute while I was tickled because I was just tickled because it's true. I know people like you were hoping for me to. No, I was hoping for you to get taught a lesson. I don't want to be that lesson for you, but I don't have a problem being that lesson. I had learned a lot of hard lessons. Don't think I haven't been punched in my mouth before. Trust me. You know, like it. Everybody tests boundaries, and some people are just crappy. It doesn't matter. I don't know. I've seen people that I went through school with that just constantly, I was like, you just don't know when to shut up. Like you like it. Like, but it's because they like the negative attention versus liking positive attention. You see? So like, I can't personally stay friends with certain people, unfortunately, or I just have them on low dose. And I'm sure I'm the same for other people. That's the thing that we have to accept. If we have to place people in certain categories, other people probably do the same things to us, right? So that's why I do agree with one thing that he said wholeheartedly. It's on us to decide what amount of back we have, how far, what it is, the limits and everything else. It doesn't matter what the other person thinks about it. As long as that's exactly what they expect of you. And that's why I was saying early on, when I tell somebody, you're going to know when somebody says crazy has my back, that there's a whole, don't say that. If you say that and I don't agree with you, I'm going to be like, yeah, well, that's limited, but you know what I'm saying? So don't say that willy nilly to everybody, because everybody, you have a definition and they have a definition, but their definition doesn't matter because you're going to follow whatever your definition of that is.
No, I mean, and you're absolutely right. And again, you know, I learned, y'all heard the story before. I learned my lesson in high school. My father, he always said, you talk too much. One day somebody's going to say something you don't want to hear. You're either going to get hit or your feelings are going to get hurt.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get hit, but my feelings got hurt, and I went home crying, boo-hooing, whatever, and my mother and father were asking me what happened, and when I'm between my whatever, and I told them, my father looked at me, and he walked away, and it was like, I told you so. And it was an I told you so moment. It's like I learned my lesson.
Absolutely.
You know, so, Salibu. You know, it's like, you know, so, yeah, bro.
I think that while children are growing up, I think we need to make them watch cartoons like the Justice League and the Ninja Turtles so they can see what camaraderie really look like. The Ninja Turtles don't just go around smacking Shredder. They go on a mission to smack Shredder together. So no matter how many people Shredder got with them, they're all prepared to fight.
But if one person in that group is doing something stupid, am I supposed to still fight with you because you're doing something stupid?
No. No. Let me say this. If me, you, Miss Crazy, Shy Lady, and Crucible went out, if somebody walked up to you, Shy Lady, or Miss Crazy, and they mouthing off like they're going to do something to you, I ain't going to let that happen. But you can't just walk away from us and throw a drink in a man's face and be like, okay, there go my people over there. You don't do people like that. You don't put people on the spot like that. That's not what you do. You don't create the chaos. You let the chaos come to you. And then I got your back.
I mean, and
exactly.
Okay, and that's true. But some people constantly create chaos.
Oh no, that's repeated offending. Nope.
Yes, it is. And some people they constantly create the chaos, and then when you don't have their back or whatever, then you know, then it's like, well,
sorry about your luck.
You need new friends. If that's the type of friends that you hang around, you need new ones.
Sorry about your luck. Better luck next time. Don't run your mouth next time. Or would you rather I smack you in your mouth instead of the dude you're mouthing off to? How about that?
So, you know? Okay, so let's bring family into the mix here. So, okay, so we talked about the friends, whatever. So let's get into the weeds with the family. So you have that one family member that just won't shut the F up, just will not shut up. Wherever you go, they're the ones creating the chaos, whatever. Do you consistently say, well, they're my brother. Well, it's my mother. Well, it's my father. Well, it's my cousin, whatever. At what point do you let your little brother, your little sister get their butt whooped?
My opinion on this is bad because I'm going to let anybody fall that needs to fall and learn a lesson. I don't care if they're family or friends because I don't, my definition of family isn't really blood, and I have to be because you're my blood. It doesn't matter. I don't believe that anybody's gonna take you or treat you. It doesn't matter who it is. They don't have the right, and you don't have to let them just because. And so that's how I feel about that. Everybody's treated the same or cut off the.
Okay, so is there a difference then? Because I kind of got into a back and forth with someone about this about a year ago. So if you're is there a difference between your family member being an addict and you're cutting them off as opposed to them constantly getting into trouble where they are the ones creating the chaos and they're getting they're physically getting hurt, they're getting their butt kicked? Is there a difference between cutting someone off who's an addict or an alcoholic, whatever, as opposed to someone who is, you know, you just won't shut up?
Well, aren't you trying to help them both the same until you're done trying to help them? I mean, that's how I would look at it.
That's what I say. But the person that I got into this back and forth with, you know, she was like, so you're just going to let your family member get beat up? I'm like, well, should I just let, so what's the difference between me letting them get beat up or whatever, and then you cutting them off because they're on drugs or something?
So coming from an addict, I would prefer to be let down and let me fall on my tail, because as long as I had enablers, I stayed an addict. So,
If someone's, hold on, bro. So if someone is constantly saving you from getting your butt kicked, aren't you being an enabler that way also?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. It took me falling on my tail by myself to really understand that I was the only one going to bring me out of that. And to not be mad at other people for trying to clean up my messes when it was the same mess over and over and over.
Okay. All right, bro.
Most people are used to being in situations than there are people that's used to solving situations. Somebody who will argue that with you, Solid Blue, is probably the type of individual that would be in that situation. And the reason why they made that argument with you was for you to agree with them that they should not have been cut off. Let me say this, Solid Blue. If anybody go ahead and smoke crack or shoot heroin, I'm not taking care of them. I don't care if it's my mom, my dad, my aunt, because you know why? I wouldn't ask nobody to take care of me in a situation like that. See, the thing about it is, if you have people's back in any and all situations, you got to take care of them because you approved of it.
When you say you have to take care of them, what do you mean by that?
If you're backing them, you are telling them that you are okay with the situation that they're in. You got to cut people off to let them know that you disapprove. You can't keep them. I don't put monkeys on my back. I got enough pressure holding my own self up. I'm not going to take care of somebody that know they're damaging their own life, because if they don't care about their life, they damn sure don't give a damn about mine.
Okay, but you also have those people, bro, who start chaos and then they walk away from it. You know what I mean? It's like you have those people who start the shit and then they walk away and kind of look from afar the chaos that they created?
Well, you know what? Everything that comes to them, they deserve. See, the people that do stuff like that, those are the people that have not, they're the crabs in the barrel. They're the individuals that are down that'll pull you down because they're down. I don't let people do me like that. I'd have been broke a long time ago.
Okay. And the problem over on YouTube says, you guys are real smart. What you say makes sense. Well, thank you. So, crazy.
No, I typed it in the chat, but this is exactly what we said earlier. Remember when I said that? When someone looks back to me when they're wrong and I'm like, I know you're not expecting me. It's basically, like I said, I'm not going to co-sign your crap. I'm not. You know, I'll tell you, I usually don't correct people in public. I will correct somebody usually, you know, in private, regardless, until you make it to where you're trying to make me look dumb in public. And then I'm going to embarrass you in public. So, like, I'm there to teach you a lesson. I would rather not. And I would rather someone not learn a lesson. And sometimes, you know, I pull myself out of the situation because I don't want them to see. I don't want to see them learn the lesson they're about to learn. But I've already told you, like, he was saying, I have enough crap all on my own. I don't need to bundle your stuff on top of it. And I'm trying to help you help yourself, but you got to want to help yourself. You keep putting yourself in that situation. That means that you need to learn a lesson, you know, and whatever that lesson may be. And there may be two lessons there. One, you might get punched in your mouth and then you're going to lose a good friend who told you, you know what, man, I'm done dealing with your crap. Now you got punched in your mouth and your friend don't want to talk to you no more. So now you really don't have anybody to have your back. And unfortunately, it takes all of that for some people to get that. And sometimes they still don't get it.
So is there, I'm talking not just to Crazy and Bro, since they're up on the chat, but is there anyone who's in the chat, do you guys have at least one person in your life that you would consistently have their back? Hey, Brina, that you would consistently have their back? And my answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay, bro.
Yes.
Because they proved it worth it.
Okay.
I have my fiance back, and simply it's because she deserves it. And if she start messing up, I won't have her back either.
Okay, so let's talk about the relationship back, okay? Do you have to have someone's back just because they're your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever? Because there are some people who think that, well, you should have my back, or you should do this, or, well, how come you didn't do this, or whatever. And I don't think that that's necessarily true. Just because, you know, we're dating or we're married, I do have a brain and a mind of my own. If I don't agree with what you're doing, then I'm no.
And now, but we would take it in private. That's the only difference. That's the thing about respect. You don't have to embarrass somebody to talk about it, like, especially when it's your partner or like my son. I have his back, right?
But what if they do that in?
Well,
what if they do it in public and say, what, you don't have my back right now? Or, I mean, they're doing it in public. Then I'm sorry. You want to make this public? We're going to make it public.
Oh, well, I'm not saying the beginning's not going to be public. I'm just saying, like, it'd be like, all right, hold on. Hold on. Let's shut this down, because we can either that. I mean, don't get me wrong, Solid. I'll make a public display, especially if I'm right. It's over. It's over. You might as well forget it. So me, I would try if I was in a relationship with a person, if I was in a relationship, I would attempt to make that transition to let's go talk before it does become a public display of crap. You know what I mean? So it also depends on the person of whether I'm going to make a full on public or if we're going to try to settle. Now, if you pull that crap again, all right, fine. But then also you probably lose two things. I'm not going to do it again because this will be the last time we talk. Now for my son, you know, that's where the boundary hits for me. Yes, I don't consider family blood, but that's my son. Whether he's wrong, now if he's wrong, I'm still I'm here to support you on whatever you need to do. You were still wrong. I don't have your back because you're wrong. I have your back because you're my son, but you're still going to get whatever consequences coming to you. You know what I mean? I'm not going to protect you from whatever you did. You know what I'm saying? But I'll be here when you want to correct it and, you know, readjust yourself, you know, that kind of stuff. So I'd give him chances that I wouldn't give other people to redeem himself, but that's because he's my son. You see?
Okay, so let's talk about parents who have their children's back when they shouldn't. And what I mean by that is, I don't know if you guys heard about, I can't remember her first name. The last name is Smart. I'm not referring to Elizabeth Smart. It was another young lady by the name of Smart who was killed about 25 years ago. The person was finally apprehended, going to jail, whatever, but they never found the body. And the father was also arrested because he had a hand in moving the body, you know, whatever. So when you have your child's back, or your husband, your wife, whatever, mother, father, in something that's wrong, at what point is it like, seriously, like, you should know better? Is it just overwhelming love that they're doing this? Or
no, that's hazardous. That's not love. That is hazardous. Do you know Sally Bloom?
But why? Because if I'm doing this because I don't want my child to go to jail, then if it's not love,
they think it's love. They do think it's love. They think that that's what love is, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's damage.
Yeah, they don't realize what they're doing. And you know what? I had a friend like that, and you couldn't tell her nothing. They were like, well, it's my son. I have to, because you know what? The family pressure, the people around them, oh, that's your kid, no matter what. No, bro. That's why I don't have a lot of friends, because I don't agree with all that shit. I mean, stuff. So, like, you know, like, that's damaging. You'll know later, because that's detrimental stuff. You're totally ruining somebody's. I'm not saying that they can't come out of that, redeem, you know what I'm saying, change as an adult, stuff like that, but you're totally giving them the keys to the wrong door when you do that. If you're wrong, because my dad told me, if you're right, I'm here for you 100%. If you are wrong, I am against you 100%. That's not my problem.
Okay.
Bro. Do you know Sally Bloom? If you give your child that much damaged love, that much hazardous love, you will wake up one day and they will be sleeping on your couch and they will be 60 years old and you'll be 85, damn near 90. Listen, let me say this.
I just know people who are like that. Go ahead.
No, because you just said that, you know, you don't want them to go to jail. Solid Blue, you can't protect your child from going to jail, because your teachings is not what send them to jail. It's their behavior that will send them to jail. And no matter how much you teach, how much money you give them, how much you coddle them or be a helicopter over their heads, you cannot stop them from expressing certain types of behaviors. Sorry.
Okay. Now, the problem says, imagine the same mother caring. Okay, I'm trying to read this correctly. Imagine the same mother caring if they find out their offspring are pedophiles.
Send his ass to prison. Listen, let me say this. Sally Blue, if somebody came into your house and you had a granddaughter in there, they might not even make it to prison if you caught them in the act. And the same way you might have harm for them, they need to harm your son too. And if they don't harm them, you should gladly hand them over to the jailer.
Okay, I agree with you all 100%. I'm just playing both sides here. But again, I say, so all those parents who the affluenza teen and all these other people who hide their children's faults we're going to talk about bullies tomorrow. That's my topic tomorrow about bullies. But the people who do that, again, you don't think that they don't have their children's back in terms of, I love my son so much, I love my daughter so much, I love my father so much, you know, whatever. I did it because I loved him. I did it out of love.
Can I say this? Say, for instance, it's a lady and she is an absolute failure at life. So she's 65 years old, never did nothing in her life, never achieved or succeeded at anything. Do you know the only thing she have to hang her hat on is motherhood? So she would coddle Charles Manson. She would coddle Adolf Hitler just to say, I think I did something right in my life. A lot of moms need to stop capping and understand that that child is not yours. That child is the Lord's, and he got to do his work, and you can't hinder him.
Okay. Shiley says there's a lot of people protect their children if they know they're wrong. It's absolutely disgusting, in my opinion. I mean, it is. I mean, I'm, you know, I knew this subject we were going to, like I said, I knew we were going to get into the weeds on this one. This whole week has been weeds. So again, I got your back means different things to different people. I do have some people's back, not everyone. There are very few people that I have their back. And I do believe this. For me personally, you have to earn it. You know, because some people, they want you to have their back and they just doing stupid stuff. So, Miss Crazy, do you have any last words of wisdom? Miss Crazy, you there? Okay, she probably got a phone call. Let's go to Bro. Bro, you have any last words of wisdom?
Yes, just a little bit. Listen, all I say is choose your friends wisely. The two biggest choices you will ever make in your life is if you're a woman who you have your children by, and if you're a man who you have your children by, and the friends that you choose. Those are the two biggest decisions in your life, because either one of those decisions could do the most damage to you. So pick your friends wisely and let your children develop. As a matter of fact, help them develop. I believe that a lot of parents continue to overraise their kids because they didn't give them the information that they needed to give them when they was growing up. So even if you gave the information late, just give it and get on with your life and let them get on with theirs.
Okay, but then again, you have those children that grow up into adults and they had those life lessons, but then they still turn out to be stupid. So,
well, you know what? If they turn out to be stupid as an adult, drop them off at the nearest bus stop, give them a ticket and say adios. See you later.
Oh, Lord. Miss Crazy, are you there? Okay, she is probably on the phone. So I am going to end this with a little song here that I think we can all, that this all relates to what we were talking about today. Bill Weathers, Lean on Me. Guys, tomorrow's Thursday. It's not going to be Thursday fun, Brina. I'm so sorry, but we are going to talk about parents of bullies, because I got a lot to say about that. So, oh, you want to hear the song. So I'll stop talking and play the song. And thank everyone for coming. And enjoy the rest of your day or evening, wherever you are in the world.
Thank you. Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
And that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. All of you all are appreciated each and every time, even if you show up late Saturday. It's nice to know everyone is always welcome. So, well, not everyone. But y'all know what I mean. But thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your evening wherever you are in the world. Bye.